Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Gayne. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, is it remotely possible that the tides are beginning to turn a little bit when it comes to the ideology of the United States of America? Well, we can hope so. And if liberal anxiety is any gauge of this, the answer is absolutely yes, because for the past several days, the left have been losing their minds. And when they do this, they reveal themselves to be exactly who we thought they always were. That's the funny thing. They cannot help when they are faced with some sort of a setback. They cannot help when they are faced with some adversity. They cannot help when the facts are put before them. They cannot help but show who they really are. They cannot help but show their true colors. And now we see, since I spoke to you last, Elon Musk bought Twitter. And the left has absolutely imploded over this. Now, I want people to remember something about Elon Musk. I never remember Elon Musk saying, I'm a conservative. I'm a strong right-wing pundit. I don't recall him ever saying that. At best, Elon Musk is, I would imagine, he's slightly to the right of center. Maybe he's an independent. I don't know. But I know he's not a conservative. Here's what I do know. He believes in freedom of speech, which is something everyone should believe in. Now, when you listen to Twitter and their workers and their higher-ups literally on the ledge crying, there were some of them crying. I want you to understand that. They're crying. They are crying because they're saying, we aren't going to be able to control the freedom of speech now. We aren't going to be able to control this hateful, horrible stuff that's going to be said. Hateful, horrible stuff. Hateful, horrible stuff like Donald Trump is a Nazi. Hateful, horrible stuff like people who don't believe in vaccines should be left to die. Because all that was on Twitter, and that was just fine. So what hate speech are you actually talking about? I'll tell you what they're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. They're talking about exactly what I said on last week's show. They're talking about the facts getting in the way of their feelings. I told you that liberal mindset crumbles under the weight of actual fact. And now they realize people are going to be subjected to those facts. And because they're going to be subjected to those facts, we may change a few minds. You see, because in reality, folks, none of their arguments hold up. It's just some fantasy world that they're living in where they think this is right and this should be good and this is right. But factually, everything that they're saying is incorrect. And Elon Musk, all he has said was, it's just going to be an even playing field. Now, to show you the dishonesty of Twitter, amazingly, liberals are jumping off of Twitter left and right. I mean, jumping off left and right. Supposedly, conservatives are piling on left and right. Well, that's a little unusual. You know, you would think that the left would say, let's adopt a wait-and-see attitude. And so would the right, correct? No, all of a sudden we're seeing liberal pundits losing hundreds of thousands of followers. And we're seeing right-wing pundits gaining hundreds of thousands of followers virtually overnight. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it remotely possible that these numbers were fudged? Is it remotely possible that Twitter set up an algorithm that would make it appear as though right-wing pundits were the minority and not many people followed them because their ideology and their school of thought is very old-fashioned and no one subscribes to it anymore? And if you do, you're in the vast, vast minority. And if you subscribe to all the liberal pundits, well, you're with the in crowd. You're where it's happening. Look how many people are following them because they all believe what they believe. Is that remotely possible? Because you see, folks, we were told that Joe Biden got the most votes of any president of the United States ever, ever. And yet his approval rating was never really much above 50%. And now it's down around 30s. And if you do the math, you'll figure out very easily that if your approval rating never really soared above 50, it would be very hard to imagine you got 81 plus million votes. That would be very hard to imagine. It doesn't make sense. Really doesn't make that much sense. So everyone abandoned you? Is that what you're saying? So these 81 million people that voted for you, it's down to 33%, huh? Wow. So all of those people jumped off your ship that fast? Doesn't that remind you of how fast they're jumping off the Twitter ship? Similarities there, huh? The same amount of people that's jumped off Joe Biden's bandwagon to take him down to 33% after receiving 81 million votes, more than any president in history, suddenly that percentage is jumping off of the liberal bandwagon on Twitter. Now, some people will say, well, the liberals, they're so sensitive. It's not like the conservatives. The conservatives will stay on Twitter, even though a lot of them get banned. They'll stay on Facebook, even though a lot of them are banned or suspended or whatever. They'll still stay there. They're stubborn and they'll stay. Where the liberals are sensitive and say, I'm just leaving. Well, okay, that accounts for some of it. But that doesn't account for all of it, folks. You don't lose 50, 60,000 followers overnight. And you don't gain 50, 60,000 followers overnight either. Something was wrong with the algorithm of Twitter. And we are clearly not going to ever hear the answer because they've probably destroyed any and all information of it. But perhaps Elon Musk can do a little digging into it. And we'll find out for sure if Twitter was really what they said they were or if they were really designed to be a propaganda arm for the left-wing party to convince people that their ideology was popular and their ideology was being followed by a vast majority of Americans when that really wasn't true. Now, Donald Trump has said he's not going to go back on Twitter. Let me explain the situation here. No matter how you feel about Elon Musk buying Twitter, and I'm very happy he did, it is a direct affront to Donald Trump's social media site. Most people don't have seven social media sites. So if Twitter becomes a fair and balanced platform, there'll probably be less people on Donald Trump's site. So Donald Trump has said, well, I'm just going to stick exclusively to my site. So if people want to actually read what I have to say or interact with me, they'll have to do it on my site, Truth Social, which is fine. But people are going to go from Truth Social and post what Donald Trump said on Twitter. So it's going to work that way anyway. It's never going to be exclusive anyway. But what are the left losing their minds over? They're saying, oh, people are going to be allowed to be called horrible names. Elon Musk never said that. Let me give you an example. If I were Elon Musk and I ran Twitter, somebody threatened someone. Someone said, shut your mouth or I'm coming to your house. I know where you live. Okay, you can't do that. That's illegal. That's a threat. That's a terroristic threat. That should not be allowed. If someone uses the N-word to really, you know, try to rile someone, if someone is openly and unabashedly racist, and see, here's the problem. According to MSNBC, everything is racist. So if I were to post that BLM scammed their followers out of money and bought $6 million mansions from it. They'd say, well, that's a racist thing to say. You're a racist. Therefore, we're going to ban you. No, that's not racism. That's the truth. That's the truth. Racism, if I was to say all people of a certain color are this way, or I hate every single person that's I'm Irish, so I can say it, all Irish people are lazy and horrible and they should be exterminated. That's racism. That should not be allowed. You should also not be allowed to post, here's how you can make a bomb. Elon Musk never said he was going to allow any of that. Here's what he is going to allow. He is going to allow the right to rebut the left's false narratives. So when they say, Joe Biden's son, Hunter, never, ever, ever, ever dropped any laptops off anywhere, that's Russian propaganda. Someone like Rudy Giuliani or another political pundit from the right can say, excuse me, that's not true. This is the facts. Well, they don't want that. They don't want that at all. You see, the left are so sensitive to being confronted with the truth because they live in Never Neverland. It would be like someone waking you up out of a wonderful dream where you're the king or you're a fairy princess, and all of a sudden it's, oh, no, get back to work. But you don't like that. Well, they don't like that either. We recently saw on The Masked Singer one of the judges storm out because Rudy Giuliani was under the mask. Well, what did Rudy Giuliani do that was so horrible? Brought crime in New York to the lowest rate it had been in, I don't know, decades? Oh, no, I know what he did. He revealed that Hunter Biden's laptop was real, and he said the election was rigged. Both of which, one of which is 100% true, which is we know now Hunter Biden's laptop is real. The other of which, it depends on your definition of rigged. You see, it's almost like MSNBC. They say, well, racism, if anyone who says Black Lives Matter isn't a great organization. That's not true. That's not true. Well, neither is saying the election is rigged means the machines were purposely doctored. No, the election was, in fact, illegitimate. Because as I've stated many times on this show, several states changed the rules of how you could vote without going through the proper channels to do it. It would be the equivalent of a state police officer telling you, you can rob the bank. And then another one comes along and says, well, you robbed the bank. Well, he told me I could do it. Well, he doesn't have the authority to tell you you can do it. You see? No one with the authority to change those rules actually did. It was just accepted. And because it was accepted, they said, oh, well, yeah, you're right. We didn't go through the proper channels. Oh, okay, well, next time. No, not next time. Not next time. This is an illegitimate election. You didn't follow the rules. Can you imagine if you did that in some kind of a sport? If you said, well, you know, I'm changing the rules just this one time, and I'm getting a 4-second head start in a relay race. Well, did you talk to the judges? No. Okay, well, that's not going to fly. You can't do that. Who gave you the right to do that? Oh, okay, well, all right. Well, I'm keeping my trophy, but next time I won't do it. No, that's not the way it works. So Rudy Giuliani has every right to say the election was rigged. You don't think rigging it is when an entire media refuses to tell the American people the truth about a laptop filled with corruption from someone they may potentially vote for? You don't think that's rigging it at all? When like 10% of the people who voted for Joe Biden said, if I knew that laptop was real, I never would have voted for him. Well, that would have changed the entire election then, wouldn't it? So when Twitter shut down everybody who said it was real, when Facebook shut down everybody who said it was real, when YouTube shut down everybody who said it was real, you did the American people a disservice. You did not allow them to hear the facts as they were. And those people were not able to make an informed decision based upon you stonewalling facts. That's what I call rigging it. That's like a timeshare salesman, you know? They tell you what the wonderful stuff is, and then when the bad stuff comes, they say, well, you should have known. Yeah, but you didn't say any of that. Oh, well, you know. That's exactly what this is, folks. So all Elon Musk is going to do, as far as I know, is he is going to say, if you have an alternate point of view, you can express it. If someone comes on and says, anyone who does not support Black Lives Matter is a racist, and I want to come on and say, well, hold the phone. I support equal rights for African Americans in all ways. However, Black Lives Matter organization is a Marxist organization who stole money from their actual donors to buy houses and probably launder money. And I have some facts to back it up. Twitter can't say, you're a racist, you're off. That's all. That's all. You see, I should have the right to go on any site I want to and say, Joe Biden is cognitively declining, and he's a moron. You did that with Donald Trump for 4 years. Nobody kicked you off. What they are so terribly afraid of and what's bringing them to tears is the American people are now going to have both sides of the argument. Till now, this was like a court case where the prosecution got to tell you how horrible the suspect was, person on trial was, and when it came to the defense attorney, they said, "Oh no, you don't get any say. You sit down and shut up. We get to say this man is a horrible, terrible person. This man committed this crime. This man, we have a witness. Did you see him? Yes, I did." Do you live anywhere near him? Well, I don't live anywhere near him, but I saw him. Hmm. And the defense attorney, can I cross-examine this witness? Because I don't think some of the things that, oh, no, you can't. Well, she says goes, and that's it. Doesn't look good for your client. He looks very guilty. Well, yeah, he sure does. Because you don't get to come up and rebut any of that. That's the problem with the left. As soon as the defense attorney takes over the floor and says, oh, yeah? Well, what about this, that, and the other thing? They put their hands over their ears and run away saying, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this because it's shape of their delusion. The left said, if Donald Trump is elected president, the stock market will crash. Did the stock market crash? No. The left said, we will be in a war within the first year. Were we in a war within the first year? No. They said there will be an economic recession, the likes of which we have never seen. Is there an economic recession under Trump? No. Oh, they all seem to be happening under Joe Biden. And now when the very things that you say would happen when Donald Trump was president happen under Biden, you say it's not his fault. None of this is his fault. This is someone else's fault. It can't be Joe's fault. Joe's perfect. Joe is God. He is God Almighty. He never makes a mistake. You're the one who makes a mistake. See, this is their game, folks. But they're getting rattled. Not just by Elon Musk. They're getting rattled by other things, too. We're going to get into this. I don't know if you remember, but if you're a regular listener to this show, you will remember a show where I said Joe Biden got the war he wanted in Ukraine. And I said the reason he got the war he wanted, he now has a scapegoat. He now has someone to blame all of his economic issues on, all of the food shortages on, all of everything else on. He has a scapegoat, Vladimir Putin. So in a way, Joe Biden's happy the war happened. Oh, yeah, great. I got another scapegoat. And I got some feedback from the left saying, oh, terrible thing to say. Well, Mark Ruffalo, the actor slash activist, said the exact same thing, only he said it in a little different way. You know what this guy had the nerve to say? This guy had the nerve to say, this war is a gift. It's a gift to the climate change activists. It gives us a wonderful opportunity. Oh. So it's perfectly okay for women and children to be raped in the street. as long as you are given a gift of, oh, this can bring awareness to climate change, there's something mentally wrong with you. You're in a cult. Because no one would say that. No normal person in the world would say that. It's a gift. Oh, war is a gift? Oh. Well, when I said Joe Biden probably wanted that war and considers it one, I'm a horrible person. When Mark Ruffalo says it, he's just a wonderful man. See, but we said it differently. I said it putting the blame on Joe Biden. I said this is why Biden doesn't want to stop this war, which he could have. And I know there's going to be people out there saying, but Marcus, how could he have? Well, let me give you the Marcus Cain 2-minute diatribe on how you prevent this war. When the troops begin to amass on the border and you clearly had information that Vladimir Putin was moving troops into position where he probably was going to invade, a fact that you knew because you got on television and said, it's probably going to be around this date that he does it. You had it right down to the date. Before one Russian boot hit the Ukraine, you should have had so many weapons inside the Ukraine that the Russians wouldn't even have space for one soldier. None of this would have happened. And if Putin said, why are you amassing a whole bunch of weapons in the Ukraine? He could have came back with, why do you care? I thought you weren't invading. Oh, no, let's wait until they invaded. And then say, well, now if we send weapons, it's an act of aggression. Yeah, yeah. We know. So Mark Ruffalo thinks it's a gift. Why don't you tell that to all the families who lost loved ones? It's a gift to the earth. You're like some kind of a weird climate change cult. Something mentally wrong with people like him. I'll give him one thing. He must be a great actor because a whiny, nasally, little, snowflakey cult member like him able to play the Incredible Hulk, that's pretty incredible, yeah. Because you have nothing in common. You're neither incredible nor much of a Hulk, my friend. Anyway, he loses his mind now. We got to do more about climate change. We got the opportunity. A gift has been given to us. The gift is war, and we need to use this. But he's not the only one. Disney lost $41 billion in shareholder revenue. $41 billion. And you know why they lost $41 billion? Because a video surfaced where members of the Disney hierarchy and the creative teams were openly discussing how they can put LGBTQ content in every single cartoon. Now let me ask you a question. Do you remember when there was this weird thing going around? It was many, many years ago, but I mean, I picked it up late, obviously, but you can still see videos of it, where certain products would flash up during a movie or a commercial. Like, for instance, I don't know if Coke ever did it, but a Coke can would flash up really quickly, so quickly that you can't see it, but your mind does. And the idea behind it was, if we do that every minute or so, eventually you're going to say, I feel like a Coke, because your mind subconsciously picked that up, even though your eye didn't. Okay, well, that was rendered illegal. Form of brainwashing. Well, what do you call this? If you're flashing up things every so often, oh, they're not going to catch this. They're not going to catch that. Something Disney's done for a long time, by the way. Let's not pretend that this is just something recent. Disney's done this for ages. If you give the green light to do that, how can you say you're doing anything else but attempting to brainwash the children? Now, let me get you one thing straight. If I had a child, and that child at 5 or 6 years old is not going to hear nothing about no sexuality. But if that child at 15, 16, 17 years old comes to me and says I'm gay, well, then you're gay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. You've come to that decision. But I will be damned if you're going to plant the seeds in the heads of children before they even understand the concept of what it is. That's what Disney tried to do. And then when Ron DeSantis rightfully said, no one should be talking to children about any sexuality, straight, homosexual, lesbian, anything. Nobody should be talking to children up until about third or fourth grade about sex. So I'm going to pass a bill that says none of this sex talk until you, I think it's third grade or fourth grade. Well, the left went nuts. They went nuts. Oh, what are you talking about? It's a don't say gay bill. No, it's not a don't say gay bill. It's a don't talk about sex bill. So I want you to pause and think to yourself, what is the mentality of a school teacher who's in their 30s, who sits down on a park bench and cries because he can no longer talk to a second grader about his homosexual lifestyle? Think about that for a minute. What kind of person is that? I don't want the teacher talking to my second grader about his heterosexual lifestyle. I don't want a teacher talking about his sexual lifestyle regardless. And if he does, he's a pervert. Or she. Now we just see a video surface of a woman saying, my eight-year-old was subjected to all kinds of indoctrination. She has all kinds of facts saying, look at the homework she was sent. Look at the lecture she was supposed to do. And she has an email. She has an email from her teacher to the principal saying, this is bad because I guess she told her mother and her mother doesn't want her doing this. How am I still going to continue to teach her what I need to teach her about sexuality without her mother knowing? Can you imagine? Can you imagine a teacher writing that email? But she did it. And guess what? Instead of the principal saying, oh, what are you, crazy? If the mother doesn't want her involved, then she's not involved. You don't teach her anything of that sort. She's out of that class. No, you know what the principal says? Keep doing it. Keep doing it, but avoid certain red flag words. Just avoid certain words, and we can work around this. What kind of an operation are you running? Well, the cat's out of the bag. And parents are livid, and rightfully so. So while Disney's losing their shirts, while Netflix is losing their shirts, while the teachers' union is going berserk because they can no longer teach blatant sexuality to children, the American people are beginning to wake up and say, whose side here do I want to be on? Do I want to be on the side of people who don't want the other side to talk? Do I want to be on the side of people who think the war in the Ukraine is a gift to climate change enthusiasts? Do I want to be on the side of teachers who want my six-year-old to sit in a class where they talk explicitly about sexuality? No, I don't. And they know it. They know they pushed it too far. Why did they push it too far, you ask? Because they knew they weren't going to win in 2022 in the midterms, and they know they're not going to win in 2024. So they know this is their only opportunity. This is it. And I'll tell you something else, folks. They're the vast minority. So they are pretending they are the majority. You will find out that Twitter's algorithms were rigged. They were rigged to favor left-wing ideologies. You'll find that out very soon. I have a feeling that Elon Musk will probably get to the bottom of that, especially since now, rather than to say, well, you know, we're not huge fans of Elon Musk, but we trust he'll do the right thing. You know what they're saying? This is directly from Elizabeth Warren. It's a very bad thing when a billionaire controls a social media site where they can decide what goes on and what doesn't go on? Oh? So are you for shutting down Mark Zuckerberg? Are you for shutting down CNN? MSNBC? They're all owned by billionaires. And they all can decide what goes on and what doesn't. See, they revealed themselves. One pundit said, theoretically, Elon Musk can now decide what goes on Twitter and what doesn't. And if he decides one party candidate isn't allowed to speak, that would be a horrible thing for the United States of America. What the hell did you do? What the hell did you do? You didn't do that with Donald Trump? You banned him from Twitter. And anybody who defended him. You see, here's the difference between the left. I say the election was rigged. And I have some very good proof of it that I'm willing to debate. If someone says, I don't think so, and I have some very good proof to counteract that, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. But you don't want to hear mine. And you'll just dismiss mine. Oh, that's nonsense. That never happened. That's not true. Well, here's the source. That source is a liar. Well, the source is the federal government. That's not true. Isn't that what they always do? Let's talk about that for a moment. What do the left always do? You must believe the science. The science says you need a vaccine. The science says you must wear a mask. Well, the science didn't say, as it turns out, the science did not say you needed a mask. But they're still saying you must believe the science. Okay, if I must believe the science, then you must believe the science. And the science says that a heartbeat is a sign of life. But you say it's not. Oh, no, it's just a mass of tissue. That's not a baby. Well, it's got a heartbeat, though. What does a heartbeat for? What is the actual purpose of a heartbeat? Life. If you stop a heartbeat, you've killed it. Oh, that's not science. That's science, my friends. You just don't want to believe it. You want to put your hands over your ears and say, nah, 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 I'm not listening to you. Because if I do listen to you, you might make sense. I always hear that old argument about abortion. When a child can live on its own, then it becomes a human being. Until it can live on its own, it's a lump of cells. Okay, well, a one-day-old baby can't live on its own. If you took a one-day-old baby and just left it laying there, it's going to die. Two-day-old, three-day-old, four-day-old, one-week-old, 2 weeks-old. Going to die. So is it okay to kill it? How about the premature birth? Well, but they can't live without certain hooked up to machines. Okay, well, there are some people who are 60, 70 years old can't live without being hooked up to machines. Shall we kill them? You have no logic. That's the problem. And your answer to everything is ban them so they can't shake my ideology. And now you know Elon Musk is not going to ban those people. He's going to let people debate. He's going to let people talk. And that's healthy. And that's good. You don't want that because your scam is going to be revealed. And the scam, folks, for the last couple of years has been we're the majority, you're the minority. It's not true. And I've always said it's not true. They're the loudest talking, so you think they're the majority. Because anytime anybody says anything, right away there's 400,000 people online saying, yeah, 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 yeah. They're the loudmouths. But your average person who just gets up every day, goes to work, takes care of their family, does whatever, they ain't got time for that. So they see those posts and they say, oh, those guys are idiots. I'm not going to argue with them. They're just idiots. So then when your other people tune into these social media networks, they say, wow, it looks like the general consensus is the left is right about all these things. No, not at all. They're the vast minority. But they're also the ones who have the most time on their hands to be on social media, and they're the loudest screaming ones. Your average person just says, eh, I don't care. I don't care what they say. They're nuts and I don't care. And then there are people like me. I care very much. And I care very much because of the fact that I know that we are in the majority. And I know you can't scream and yell and holler at the top of your voice sometimes because you either, A, don't have the time, you're hardworking people, you don't have the time. Or you're fearful of it because of your employment or your positions or whatever. That's fine. But there's going to come a time, and it's right away, you're going to have to make those voices heard. And I hope you will. Because once that happens, you're going to realize that all this time we thought the world is changing, the left is taking over, a new ideology is sweeping the country and everyone's involved. No, it's not. We were just letting them talk. And social media sites weren't letting much rebuttal go through. And news sites weren't reporting the other side of the news. So everybody's just getting one thing. It's just a steady stream of indoctrination. Now, this could happen 10 years, 15 years from now, if you allow them to keep doing this, because they're going to raise a generation of people who only got indoctrinated. That's why it's got to stop now. Elon Musk buying Twitter is a major part of it, because if he does what he says he will, and he allows the other side to talk, and I'm not talking about insult, if a liberal gets on there and says, here's the reason why I think Joe Biden's doing a good job, the unemployment numbers are actually pretty good under Joe Biden, and I think that that's a positive step. If somebody comes on and says, well, you're a sissy little MF-er and you should die a horrible death, okay, that guy needs to go. He's not helping my ideology. He's not helping my side. But if he gets on there and says, oh, well, yeah, you can quote job numbers all you want, but the bottom line of the situation is a lot of these jobs that are so-called new jobs are just jobs returning after the COVID restrictions were lifted. Then someone shouldn't come on and say, that's not true based on what a liberal newspaper said. Well, that's ridiculous. Of course it's not true based on what a liberal newspaper said. How about we go to a right-wing newspaper and see if it's true? Oh, no, can't do that. I mean, Twitter actually banned an entire newspaper. A newspaper. And you're telling me they weren't trying to control the narrative? You have people on there saying, if Elon Musk buys it, I'm leaving. But you had no problem when there were terrorists on there from other nations actively searching for recruits and using Twitter to do it. That's fine. That's freedom of speech. But if somebody says they like Donald Trump, that's horrible. They need to go. You've been so indoctrinated and you don't even realize it. Words like racism have no meaning anymore, and that's a shame. Because it's the equivalent of so many people crying rape when they weren't raped that real rape victims don't get the justice they deserve. Well, this is the same thing. When everything becomes racist, then nothing is racist. And real victims of racism are doubted. That's where this country's heading. We're taking a step in the right direction right now, folks. We're taking a step in the right direction. And guess what? If Twitter becomes highly successful, as I suspect it might, what's Facebook going to do? What's Facebook going to do when they start losing members who say, well, I was given a 30-day suspension or a 60-day suspension for just saying Joe Biden tried to shake hands with nobody? And if that's not true, you lied and you're suspended for lying, well, prove that he wasn't trying to shake hands with nobody. I have a video that says he was. No, what you're seeing is not correct. What your eyes are telling you is wrong. He was acknowledging the crowd. Yeah, according to who? According to who? So you're the arbiter of everything that's true and real? You're the Grand Wizard of Oz who can just sit there and say, no, that's not what happened. So if I say, listen, Joe Biden is causing a stagflation and inflation and probably a recession, no, it's not true. There's more food than ever in the stores. Well, no, that's not right. Yes, it is, because I said so. See, that's what the left want. That's Stalinism. It's exactly what that is. But with each passing day, they become more desperate because they know they are losing their grip on it. They realize, for instance, let's take the schools again. Do you know how many children, percentage-wise, in the United States of America will grow up to be gay or lesbian? The answer is approximately 6%. How many of these children will grow up to be functionally illiterate? More than 6%. Yet you are going to teach sexual education at that young age, but you're not going to teach the basics, right? That's not important. So for 6%, we have to have special classes. Let me give you a better example. You know how many is going to grow up to be Christian? A lot more. Double. Maybe triple. What would happen if you said, we're going to indoctrinate kids with Christianity in every single classroom? Math is going to involve Christianity. Science is going to involve Christianity. English is going to involve Christianity. Everything's going to be based around Christianity. People would lose their minds. They'd lose their minds. And rightfully so, because parents have the right to raise their children in any religion they want their children raised in. And they shouldn't be indoctrinated by you. But my example is there's more percentage of children who will grow up to be that than there are percentage of children that will grow up to be gay or lesbian. So you could make a stronger argument that that should be in schools as opposed to gay and lesbian studies, because there's just not that many kids that's going to grow up that way. Why are you trying to confuse a child? If you're a child and you don't even have any sexuality, I mean, did we all grow up in an era where like 6 and 7 and 8 year old boys thought 6 and 7 and 8 year old girls were yucky? Well, in today's society, they would say, that's because you're secretly homosexual. See, you're rejecting girls at a young age. You don't like girls at a young age. Maybe you like boys. That's probably because you're homosexual. Would you like me to teach you about that and explore that? That's insidious. Every little boy grows up that way, saying, I don't want to hang around girls because they play with dolls and they're frilly and I want to jump in the mud and play army and wrestle. Oh, no, but now the schools are taking it as that. See, that's an overtly sign that you're probably homosexual. That's crazy. And they do the same thing with girls. Well, you don't like boys? Isn't it easier to talk to girls? See how wonderful you're playing with dollies? Wouldn't that, you'd both make good parents. See how they slide that in there? And then the poor kid, because the kid's confused, is like, well, yeah, I do get along with girls better than boys. Maybe I guess I am. They don't even know what they are. They're 6 and 7 years old, for God's sake. It's actually evil. It's an evil mindset because it's an attempt to indoctrinate your children into a sexuality they do not even have. Now, let me explain something to all of the people listening to this show whose heads have exploded by now, who are on the liberal side, which if you're a liberal and you listen to this show, God bless you. You're a glutton for punishment. But I respect that. I don't want them pairing off boy and girl and saying, you two must play together. You must learn to interact with one another because someday you're going to grow up to want to sleep with him and have a baby. So no, the girls can't go over here and play dolls. It's a boy and a girl and you're going to play together and we're going to discuss your sexuality. I would be just as mad as a parent at that as I would if they were teaching them homosexuality or lesbianism or transsexuality or anything. I don't want you teaching my children anything about it. The other day, Joe Biden has a speech, and you know what he says to teachers, teachers union? When the children are in school, theoretically, they're your children. They are? Really? Well, that is an unbelievable statement by a tired old senile man who has no idea what in the hell he's talking about. What are you trying to say? Theoretically, they're your children. They're your responsibility. You can't let them walk out the door. You can't let them stab some kid in the eye with a pen. But they're not your children. So theoretically, if my children go to Chuck E. Cheese, they're Chuck E. Cheese's children, right? No. Einstein. I'll tell you. The world sees it. We have to understand that there's always going to be that minority holdouts who are trying to tell us we're not seeing what we see. We see the emperor has no clothes. We see he is a senile old man who has no idea what's going on in the country. He's blaming everything on Donald Trump. Now he's blaming everything on Vladimir Putin. I have a newsflash for all of you listening to me. Just wait. Just wait till harvest season. You know what's going to happen in harvest season? The prices of produce is going to be so high, your heads are going to explode. Because the fertilizer that's mostly shipped in here from Russia, that's not coming. And if it does come, it's coming at a high, high, high price. You haven't felt that yet because the farmers haven't harvested yet. They haven't raised prices on anything because they haven't even grown it yet. But the cost to grow it is going up and up and up and up and up. And by the time they do harvest it and get it to market, oh boy, are your heads going to explode. And then there were the people who said, oh, see, gas prices are starting to go down now. Everything's going to be all right. No, it's going right back up again. I told you it'll be about a month. They'll get a dime 15 cents lower, and it's going to go right back up. It's going to shoot right back up. There are people predicting $5 and $6 gasoline for New York State, where right now it's about $4, by June. And with this is going to come the following, and this is what's going to be the death of the Democratic Party. What they're hanging their hats on now is the job numbers are still pretty good. Unemployment's still pretty good. Well, yeah, thanks to all the people who went back to work after COVID. But they're still hanging their hat on that. Here's what's going to happen. I hear it all the time. I go to restaurants and I hear from the owners, not that many people coming in. We had to raise our prices a couple of dollars, and a lot of people are just not going to come in and have dinner now. Well, guess what that means? We don't need three waitresses. We only need two. There's one without a job. Markets are saying, well, you know, we had to raise our prices, and now people are not coming in and buying as much stuff. They're coming in for their weekly groceries, but they still got that same budget. So the $100 a week that they're going to spend is still $100 a week they're going to spend, and they're taking less stuff. So we're finding we don't need stockers. We don't need as many stockers. We don't need as many cashiers. So we're laying them off. Pretty soon them job numbers are going to go sky high as far as the unemployment goes, because these businesses are going to start laying people off. They're feeling the pinch. They're clearly understanding we're not going to be able to carry this many employees and still make a decent profit, because we aren't selling as much, because people don't have as much expendable income. Now, if that's happening in grocery stores, can you imagine in movie theaters and comic book shops and places that are just, more for frivolous spending? Frivolous spending is being cut down to nothing. People are like, well, I can't afford it anymore. I can't go in there and buy a bunch of Funko Pops. I can't go in there and spend, $60 on a video game. So what ends up happening? The game stores say, okay, well, we don't need this many people. We need to lay you off. Fast food restaurants, we need to lay people off. Those job numbers, the unemployment numbers are going to skyrocket soon. And when those unemployment numbers skyrocket, that will be the death of the Democratic Party, because even their staunchest supporters are going to have to admit things are horrible. Horrible. And they'll be right. Now let me tell you something else that I warned you about. And a lot of, not a lot, but several people really took me to task on this. I told you, do not trust Mitch McConnell. Do not trust McCarthy. Don't even trust Steve Scalise. Don't trust any of those people. Obviously, Liz Cheney all knew about, and Mitt Romney, but I said, don't trust those others either. I told you Lindsey Graham, too. And he's coming. His true colors are coming. But now what do we see? Kevin McCarthy, who said, I never, ever suggested that Donald Trump resign after January 6th. I never said such a thing ever. Would I ever say anything like that? Donald Trump is a wonderful man. He's my best friend. Well, a tape surfaced, and you did say that. You lying sack of crap. And you also said that people like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene should have their Twitter cut so they can't talk bad things about the Republicans. Well, that sounds just like a Democrat. You lying, phony, baloney pieces of garbage. And Kevin McCarthy thinks he's going to be Speaker of the House and represent the Republican Party? Are you nuts? You may as well have keep Pelosi. Pelosi, I have more respect for Pelosi. Because at least Pelosi says what she means. She's nuts. She's nuttier than squirrel poop, but at least she says what she means. When she comes out and says, I think it's perfectly fine to teach sex education to a six-year-old, she believes it. I think Biden's doing a wonderful job and the economy's wonderful. She believes it. She's nuts, but she believes it. McCarthy, on the other hand, he's a used car salesman. I would never do anything to undermine Donald Trump, who is such a wonderful president. And then behind his back, when you didn't think anybody was taping a conversation, you're plotting how you can get rid of him. Because he really doesn't represent the Republican Party. He really doesn't espouse our values. Oh, what is your values? Your values are the Democrat values then. So there's no difference between the parties. You guys got a lot of explaining to do, and you need to get the hell out of the Republican Party because you do not represent us. You're just giving us lip service. You're just saying what you think we want to hear. No wonder nothing ever got done. Because you're getting on television on Sean Hannity's show and everybody else's show and saying, we're really adamant about doing something about this. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And I can tell you right now, heads are going to roll and the American people are going to see. And then in closed-door meetings, you're saying, yeah, we need to stop talking about this. Who's trying to get some hearings on this? Shut them down. I'm going to call Matt Gaetz and tell him he needs to cool his heels. How dare you? How dare you? Well, you've been exposed. You've been exposed for the phony balonies you are. I've said for a long time, and I will say it once again, Donald Trump's greatest contribution to the United States of America was to show the United States of America's citizens how the hot dog was made, how politics really works, how slimy and corrupt and in bed with each other they really are, and boy, did he ever do it. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you think that half of these Republicans aren't knee-deep in the swamp, holding hands with the Democrats, you are delusional. You have been falling for pro wrestling. You know, the guy that gets out and says, I hate him. When I get him in the ring, I'm going to maul him and I'm going to tear his head off. And the other guy says, this guy's a no good jabron and I'm going to do this. And then they go out and have coffee later and talk about how stupid the people are who paid to see him fight and believe they were really fighting. Well, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing Kevin McCarthy go on and do his promo. This is my promo for the American people on how I'm going to fight for them. And then behind the scenes, when he thinks there is no microphone, he thinks there is nobody recording, he's saying what he really means, which is, we can't have this. We got to get back to that good old boys club we used to have, where we all just pretend to be mad at each other, but we then go to the same cocktail parties and we're up each other's ass like a meat hook. Well, I'm tired of it. I'm glad we have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm glad we have people like Matt Gaetz, because at least they got a backbone. I'm not saying they're perfect. I'm not saying I agree with every single thing they say, but by God, at least they say what they mean. Lindsey Graham will be the next one, because Lindsey Graham's modus operandi is to say, we have caught them red-handed. When I get Dr. Fauci before me, I'm going to tell him something, and he's going to blah, blah, and you'll see the American people. We're going to do this, that, and the other thing, and Dr. Fauci's in big trouble. And then Dr. Fauci comes in and says, thank you for coming, Dr. Fauci. I have a question. Do you think, in light of everything that happens, that masks are actually necessary? Yes, I do. Okay, I have no further questions. Oh, boy, Lindsey, thank you. Thank you for tearing him a new asshole, you coward. You're full of it. You just tell the American people what you think you need to tell them to appease them. And then it's on to the next. Well, here's what the American people really want, as far as I know. I want accountability for who attempted to character assassinate the President of the United States into impeachment. Because remember, he was almost impeached. Well, he was impeached, but he wasn't removed from office. How many times? Twice? And they were working on a third? All for phony, baloney nonsense, and I want the people responsible for attempting a coup, and that's what this was. You want to talk about January 6th being a coup? An insurgency? This was. You had a plan. Get rid of Donald Trump by forging evidence, holding fake hearings about fake facts that you paid for to unseat a sitting president and replace him with someone else. That is insurgency. And I want the people responsible held responsible, period. Tell you what else I want. I want the people responsible for goading people into January 6th, such as the FBI and all these other people, and the people who Hunter Biden's laptop was definitely fake, and we're signing a note to say this. I want those people held responsible. I want them all held responsible. Until then, I will not be satisfied as a conservative. But if you are listening to this show, I will tell you this, folks. The tides are turning. Oh, they're turning slowly. But we had a pretty big turnover this week. And I think you're going to see the momentum from that tide turning just get bigger and bigger and bigger until we get to the midterms. And when we get to the midterms, if we elect the right people, not just because they have an R next to their name, but because they have our values and they're looking out for us, the tide's going to turn even more. There are more of us than there are of them by a lot. And they've lied to you. They've made it look like you're the minority, you're the underdog, you need to get in line behind the rest of the world because the rest of the world's thinking is different than yours, and it's not true. What you're thinking, your values, your morals, that's the majority of America. We get to see more of it.